Emerson Phillips down on the field, and I'm joined now by Reggie Kennedy, third-year head coach here at Irmo High School. He's our host tonight. Coach Kennedy, good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you all, Emerson, for coming out tonight.
We appreciate you having us, Coach. You're off to 1-3 start this year, probably not the start that you wanted. I know turnovers have cost you in a couple of tight ball games. You've been competitive this year, and you get a chance to open a region play tonight. 5A football here at Irmo High. It's a big game tonight.
It is. We're real excited about participating in this region. And one of the things I told our kids all week is that it's a new season for us. We, you know, we've been down this road before, and we kind of know what it takes. You know, we came up short last year, came up second in the regional last year. So the only thing we can do to get better is win the region this year. So that's one of the things we've been preaching to our kids over the past week.
A little different this year, Coach, with 5A football. You know, the point system is gone. So your record at this point really – doesn't mean anything. It's your region record that's going to determine if you get in the playoffs.
Correct. And that's what I told the kids. You can be 4-0 at this time and don't win a region game. It don't mean anything. So that's one thing we preach to our kids. And I think they kind of took into it. And, you know, we just looking forward to we just want to get out and play again tonight.
Coach Kennedy, I was talking with Coach Montgomery, your offensive coordinator, and he said he likes your offensive line group. You got four seniors and a junior starting up front. He said y'all average about 260, 270 across the line. He said Irmo's a running football team. Going to look to lean on Blackfoot a little bit tonight.
Yeah. But, you know, I just feel like on this level, on the high school level, you got to be able to run the football and stop the run. And this is probably one of the biggest line I had since I've been here and gave me the capability to do some of the things I wanted to do since I've gotten here. So we got to run the football, especially tonight, to keep Jordan Adam off the field. We got to slow the game down. That's part of the game plan, to keep him off the field.
I hear that. Coach Kennedy, tell us about your linemen. Tell us who some of the kids are to start up front for you and who they're blocking for. Who's going to run it tonight?
Yeah, we start with our center first. Nick Comfort, he's a 2-year start at center. Our two guards, Tyrese McDuffie and Tyler McBeth, both of those guys are 2-year starters also. In the backfield, both our tailbacks played last year, Shaquem Bradley and also Jeff Thor. So those guys got the leaders up front on offense, and especially at quarterback with Mason Lassiter. He's a first-year starter, so hopefully he can do a great job of leading offense tonight.
Talking Irmo football here with Reggie Kennedy, head coach of the Yellow Jackets. It's Irmo and Blythewood at a 7:30 kickoff here at W.C. Hawkins Stadium. Coach, talk about your defense. I know the defense has kept you in some games this year, and you like that group on the other side of the ball also.
Yeah, we do. We do. We're led by our middle linebacker and lead tackler from last year, Parker Davis. He leads us in our secondary play, Zafia Kelly. All those guys started here for the last 3 years, and, you know, again, they got to play well tonight. I would say I'm old school. I feel like defense win championships, and that's one of the things we were focusing on a whole lot this week is cut down on our big plays on defense and getting kids in the right positions.
Coach, I spoke with Coach Morgan right before the commercial break, and he said that Irmo had as many starters back or, you know, returning Letterman back as anybody in this region, seven Columbia schools, all the big schools here in Columbia in the same region for the first time. And he said that it's only a matter of time before Irmo puts it together. Talk about, you know, the going through the process of developing a team, and now you got four games under your belt, and, you know, real ball starts tonight with region play.
Yeah, and that's one thing I told the kids. It's a part of the process, what we've been going through. We've been in an overtime game. We've been in a close game, and we've been in the a physical football game last Friday, though. So everything we went through is a part of the process to help us here in the region. Hope we can play well in the region down the stretch.
Great weather tonight. Great ballpark you got over here at Hawkins Stadium. We appreciate the hospitality, Coach Kennedy. Good to see you again.
All right, thank you.